Good morning, family. Fernando, alcoholic, I'm over here at the park conducting a meeting, 7 a.m. Friday. No one showed up, so it's just you and me. Today, we're going to be reading out of the Bill, As Bill Sees It, and a couple of other books. So let's go ahead and pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Today, reading out of page 248, we need outside help. It was evident that a solitary self-appraisal and the admission of our defects based upon that alone wouldn't be nearly enough. We had to have outside help if we were surely to know and admit the truth about ourselves, the help of God and another human being. Only by discussing ourselves, holding back nothing, only by being willing to take advice and accept direction could we set foot on the road to straight thinking, solid honesty, and genuine humility. Amen and amen. And we're better place to do it than to do it in the AA program. You know, get it out of the way. Write it down. You know, siph it. In other words, sift it over and over again. Amen. Let's get it over with. Say, thank God I did it. Thank God that happened. Thank God I offended. God offended. We offended everybody. Thank God. And ground it. Let's get rid of it. Enough is enough. Life is too short to be holding on to buried hatchets. Thank God my dad was like that, a drunk. Thank God my mom left us. Thank God everything, brothers and sisters. I'm Fernando, alcoholic. That's my take on it. Freedom is loving and living abundantly. Whatever you do, get it out of you. Write it down, talk it over with somebody you'll never see again or you will see again. Best bet, like page 61, 12 and 12 says, Bill W. is writing. He says, me and a bunch of other ones had to go outside to get our 12th step, our fifth step done. In other words, the clergy, the doctors, counselors, professional people, just get it out of you once and for all and bury it. Actually, throw it in the sea of forgiveness. Enough is enough. We live for today, one day at a time. April 26, As Bill Sees It, again, page 306. I don't think happiness or unhappiness is the point. How do we meet the problems we face? How do we best learn from them and transmit what we have learned to others if they would receive the knowledge? As Bill Sees It, page 306. Today is the 26th of April. I chose those two items by random. And now, in my search to be happy, I changed jobs, married and divorced, took geographical cures, and ran myself into debt financially, emotionally, and spiritually. In AA, I'm learning to grow up. Instead of demanding that people, places, and things make me happy, I can ask God for self-acceptance. When a problem overwhelms me, AA's 12 steps will help me grow through the pain. The knowledge I gain can be a gift of others to others who suffer with the same problem. As Bill said, when pain comes, we expect to learn from it willingly and help others to learn. When happiness comes, we accept it as a gift and thank God for it. Hallelujah. Ain't no better place to live than to live in this format. Millions and millions and millions of people have died with alcoholism, different problems, and so forth. We're the blessed ones, the gifted ones, that we have these words that will churn inside of us and make us sober, happy. Amen, amen. You know, when I first came in, it was a mountain of debt. A mountain of problems, families everywhere, jobs. It was just, and then the disease beating me on the head and pounding on my head. I kept going forward, even though my mind and my emotions didn't want to come to AA. I just kept going forward, and I laughed and laughed, and I laughed myself to health. I laughed myself to convincing that the program will work because of the faith and the hope I was getting. I was getting a little bit of reprieve. As I came to the meetings, the mountain of debt, district attorney, bills, credit cards, cars, situations, losses, the head, loss of career, everything. Finally, we are self-supporting to our own contributions. That happened. No more credit cards. No more of that stuff. Seven tradition just happened. Yep, we had a lot of failures. A lot to learn. Get out of debt. Get back into debt. Get out of debt. Get back into debt. Almost the same thing as trying not to drink. Drink. Trying not to drink. Drink. Falling forward. Falling forward, folks. But never giving up. Always, that's the point I'm making, is always remember that a righteous person, a person gets up 10 times. You just keep going at it. Well, let's try this. Let's try that. Let's keep going at it. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. Let's go ahead and close with the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Keep coming back. It's working.